This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Reverend Peter Gomes passed away last night of a heart attack and brain aneurysm. He was 68 years old. Reverend Gomes was a professor at Harvard's Divinity School and a minister at Memorial Church in Cambridge, where he preached since he was hired as an assistant minister in 1970. Gomes continued to preach there until he fell ill last year. His last sermon at Memorial Church was on November 14th, when he spoke of the difficulty of remembering the war dead.
When we remember on occasions such as this, we are placed in that odd spectral land between the living and the dead. We are reminded of days other than our own, of sacrifices made in our behalf, and of obligations both to remember and to carry on. These are not sentiments natural to us at any time.
Peter Gomes is not easy to categorize. He called himself an oddity in that there were very few oddities like him. Those are his own words. And that's in part because he was black and for much of his life a Republican. And in 1991, Reverend Peter Gomes also announced that he was a Christian who happens as well to be gay. Well, here to speak with us about the life and work of Reverend Peter Gomes is Diana Eck. She's a professor of comparative religion and Indian studies at Harvard University and a longtime friend of Reverend Gomes. Diana Eck, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. It's great to be here.
So, as we mentioned, you knew Peter Gomes for some 40-plus years.
Yes, really, since he was hired as assistant minister and then became minister in the Memorial Church a few years later. I've sat in his congregation as a parishioner for many, many years. I have been a colleague of his in the teaching of religion in the Faculty of Arts and Sciences and in the Divinity School.
And for people who never had the privilege of sitting in Memorial Church and listening to a sermon of his, tell us who was this man and why was he such an enormous figure in the life of the Harvard campus and actually in the rest of the region as well?
He was really a nationally known preacher, very good preacher, powerful, impassioned, biblical, and yet very human. He always had examples from everyday life and witty ones at that, sometimes from Woody Allen or from Driving Miss Daisy or something. He spoke to people very much in the pastoral dimension. And yet he had a kind of historical idiosyncrasy. He was a black Baptist from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Plymouth mattered to him as much as it has mattered to any of the pilgrims and Puritans who were our forebears.
Mm. And he became the first black minister to be the headminister at Memorial Church at Harvard.
Yes, that's true.
And what was the import of that? I mean, I know that ever since the mid-1900s, when Harvard stopped requiring students to go to weekly sermons there, that there was this thought that it was a godless campus, but that when Peter Gomes came, he himself said that several decades later he saw the campus and religion changing.
Well, and he certainly had a part in that. I think he was, as an historian and as a minister there, very much encountered the criticism of godless Harvard. But on the other hand, Harvard then, as now, has an 8:45 a.m. service of daily prayers absolutely every day. And Peter was very much a proponent of that and has been involved in the life and preaching of the church. He was a great preacher. Sometimes we often felt a little too long in his sermons. He preached a bit like some of his evangelical forebears, half an hour or even more, but very powerful.
Mm. So here was a man who was an incredible preacher. He grew up in Plymouth, as you said, as he's said himself, oftentimes the only African American student in his school, comes to Harvard. He's a Republican. And then in 1991, he stands on the steps of Memorial Church in Harvard Yard, and in response to a homophobic article that was written in one of Harvard's conservative magazines, he does something remarkable. What did he do in 1991?
He actually simply came out as a gay Christian, knowing as he did, and in fact, he knew me and my partner then, Dorothy, who is now has been his associate minister in the Memorial Church for the last 12 years, but has knew many gay Christians, and felt that the kind of antithesis and theological abuse that was being poured upon gay and lesbian young people and Christians in general, as if it were impossible to be both, was simply wrong, morally wrong, but also biblically wrong. And he's a man who knew his Bible and did not believe that the Bible simply dropped from heaven 2,000 years ago with a set of words that we could take absolutely literally as if we knew exactly what they meant, but was an interpreter and always believed that the Bible is interpreted. It's a living text, needs to be interpreted today. And he took courage in his hands and heart and spoke what he said was true of himself.
And in fact, he said that being gay and being Christian, he reconciled that within himself due to his belief in a loving God. And you mentioned that, you know, he encourage people to look beyond the Bible. We actually have a little bit of tape from him in November 2007 speaking about this issue. Here's Reverend Peter Gomes speaking in Denver.
The Bible is ubiquitous. It is everywhere, and I have written a good deal about it, and a lot of people seem very intimate and very familiar with it. And yet, is there something other than the Bible that might attract our attention and that gets us, in some sense, closer to an understanding of who this Jesus is and what he did? So I begin with a hypothesis. I begin with a proposition that I put before you. Jesus came to teach and preach the good news. The Bible points us, is the means to that good news. And in order to find out what the good news is, we are obliged to go beyond the Bible.
That's the Reverend Peter Gomes speaking in November 2007. I'm joined by Professor Diana Eck of Harvard University, who knew Reverend Gomes for 4 decades. He passed away last night. Diana Eck, what impact did this man have in terms of, you know, his political beliefs? I mean, he was a proud Republican as well, although in 2006 he did vote for Governor Deval Patrick.
Yes, and I think, I mean, he was a Republican, I guess, early on, but, you know, Peter was not really a man who was a political figure. I think he was honored to be asked to say a blessing at the Reagan inaugural, for example. But he was not someone who preached politics, really, other than the politics of the gospel, the politics of good news to the poor and to the oppressed and to the imprisoned. He preached only once that I recall directly even about gay issues, mm-hmm. and that was shortly after the murder of Matthew Shepard. And he preached an impassioned, direct sermon about this poor boy lashed to a fence post. He almost cried in that sermon, and I think felt very strongly. But these were justice issues for him. And though I think he did move from seeing justice issues primarily in terms that I guess you could describe as the terms of a Democrat rather than a Republican. But he was not someone who was primarily political.
Hmm. Well, Professor Diana Eck, thank you so much for joining us and for helping us remember Reverend Peter Gomes.
Thank you for having me.
There's more Radio Boston coming up after the break. But before we go, I want to have us listen to a little bit more from the Reverend Gomes. Here's an excerpt from a sermon he gave at Harvard's Memorial Church, Easter Sunday, 2009.
Life does not consist merely of death and tribulation. We know, you and I, the power of hope. Not the plausible lies of a society that will be seduced by every soft-telling, soft-selling soothsayer. But we know a faith that says to ourselves and to others, the power of hope helps us to look death in the face without flinching. And the power of hope helps us to deal honestly and forthrightly with tribulations and troubles. We can do this. We have done it. we must do it.
The Reverend Peter Gomes speaking at Harvard's Memorial Church Easter Sunday, 2009. Reverend Gomes died last night at the age of 68. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.